The Shaker Heritage Society in Albany, New York, is a nonprofit organization that offers award-winning educational program about the Shakers, their innovative spirit, and their influence on American culture. The Society is actively concerned with preserving the integrity of the Waterville Shaker National Historic District, site of America's first Shaker settlement. The Shaker Heritage Society will host a 40th anniversary celebration, Shaker Your Plate, on September 21st. Here to tell us about that, we welcome Starlin D'Angelo, who is Executive Director of the Shaker Heritage Society, and joins us on the telephone. Hello, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having us on today.
Very nice to have you with us. Also joining us, board member and chair of the Development Committee, Pilar Arthur Sneed. Thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
A delight to have you in the studio, and thank you both for being with us and telling us about the cool things that are happening with the Shaker Heritage Society. So, Starlin, let's begin with you of this 40th anniversary celebration. Give us an idea of really what you've been up to over the last four decades.
Well, you know, we were one of those bicentennial Save America's History kind of organizations established in 1977. And over the years, we have done more and more work to preserve the nine remaining buildings in the church family property, which is actually owned by Albany County. They purchased the property back in 1925 when the Shakers left. So we work in close partnership with the county, and in about the last 10 years or so, we've done about $2 million worth of work to stabilize the very significant Shaker buildings that are remaining at the site. At the same time, we've also been offering a wide variety of education programs for people of all ages, and we're probably best known for our annual craft fairs. We work with about 100 local small businesses that participate in those craft fairs every year, and they really reflect the Shaker tradition of craftsmanship and sustaining yourself through making things and selling them to the outside world.
So talk a little bit, Pilar, about the significance of the site, because it is really a very special place.
I agree. Go ahead, Star.
Well, you can go ahead, Pilar.
I agree. It is a significant site. I think thinking about the fact that the Shakers used to welcome slaves into their midst, that's very important. And one of the reasons why I got involved and what I was very excited about to be involved with this particular organization is because of the ideals that the Shakers maintained, which is sustainability, equality, compassion, cooperation, and then also the pursuit of a meaningful life. So with those ideals, you can't really go wrong.
No, not at all. Star?
Yeah, so, you know, it is the site of the first Shaker community. So it's the first place where they realized their vision of creating this communal, really somewhat utopian society. And we have actually the first three Shaker communities here in the Capital Region, Albany, New Lebanon, and Pittsfield. So this is really the birthplace of the Shaker movement. And they truly had a tremendous influence on American culture over the years. And what people may not know is that they were really revolutionary in the way that they thought. They believed that God was both male and female in character, and men and women did share power fairly equally in the communities. And if you look at their religious texts, they talk about how all souls are created equal. So, black people were able to live and work with them as equals in their communities as well. So they were really progressive. But in the area of arts and architecture and furniture design, that is where they're really best known. And they continue to have an influence today. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. For, you know, a period of some two centuries, they've influenced design in one way or another. I recently saw in Apartment Therapy a post about the new Shaker Chic movement, which I don't actually think has a lot of focus on the Shakers, but it's interesting that that still is being continued forward today.
So when you think about the work that you have done and the partnership with Albany County itself, talk a little bit about that in the efforts to preserve the landscape and preserve the Shaker buildings and what still needs to be done.
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done. You know, when the Shakers sold the land, the county built the first municipal airport in the country, and the Shakers actually helped them with that process. They weren't too sentimental about it. And then the county used the Shaker buildings and the land in the Church family as a sanitarium for tuberculosis patients. And then they built a large nursing home in the 1930s that is still standing there today. The county started abandoning some of the buildings in the 1980s, and as they abandoned buildings, Shaker Heritage Society moved in and started to expand its operations. So they moved into the 1848 Meeting House, which is very significant. It's the only large-scale Shaker Meeting House left standing with an intact interior, so it's really the best place to see where the Shakers interacted with the outside world through their worship. We've also been able to get several of the other buildings into our lease as well, including the 1915 barn, which we recently did significant stabilization work on. And now we use that regularly as a venue for weddings and special events and our education programming as well. Right now, we're trying to work with the county so that we can get a 50-year lease, which would allow us to apply for capital improvement grants to continue the stabilization work that we've been doing over the past several years. So, you know, we are constantly meeting with the county legislature, meeting with the county executive and his staff, and working together to try and revitalize the site. It really is a natural gateway to the region's cultural attractions, since it's right across the street from the airport. So we'd like it to serve in that capacity. And one other recent movement event that has happened is that Soldier On, which is another nonprofit organization that is focused on ending homelessness among veterans, they have secured a 50-year lease of the former Anley Nursing Home, that 1930s building that the county constructed. And so we're going to have a density of residential use of the property again, hopefully in the near future. And we're really excited about working with Soldier On. We'd love to do some workforce development and training the veterans in traditional building trades and working on the buildings there on the site, and that, so they can learn marketable skills. So there's a lot of really exciting activity happening with, you know, involving the Shaker site.
So let's talk, Pilar, about the Shaker Your Plate fundraising event and what will be going on and how people can help out. What ultimately does the event do and what will be happening on September 21st?
Yeah, so the event is specifically to help raise funds for the preservation of the Church family. And we tried to focus the event on local food and local fare, Shaker-inspired food as well. We'll have some different games that might have been played during that time period. And we'll have music, and we'll also have photo booth. It's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. We also have really great Shaker-inspired gifts to give to the guests. So if you like gifts, please come. I like gifts.
All like gifts.
Absolutely.
Yes,
gifts. So it's going to be a really great event. I'm very excited about it.
And so it is the 21st. It's from 6 to 9. And how ultimately does it, it's dinner and fun?
It's a cocktail. I would call it a cocktail picnic.
All right.
That's, you know, it's sort of a blend.
I got you.
You can come in your business attire if that works for you, or you can come in picnic attire if that works for you. Yeah.
It is.
We will also have some fun lawn games that the Shakers would not have been allowed to play that are, you know, kind of colonial games.
Go for it.
You know, we wanted to have a little bit of a twist and make it fun for everybody.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a great time. It's the Shaker Heritage Society hosting a 40th anniversary celebration, Shaker Your Plate. It happens on September 21st. To learn more, you can visit shakerheritage.org. You can find out about the anniversary celebration as well as all of the great work that they are doing for the site, shakerheritage.org. Links will be posted at wamc.org/roundtable, connected with this interview. Starlin D'Angelo and Pilar Arthur Sneed, I thank you both so much for joining us. Have a beautiful weekend and a great event. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.